All right. Well, hello there, all my listeners out there. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of classic, acid, hard rock, electric rock, progressive rock, LPs, new age, new wave, punk, rockabilly, and more from the 70s and 80s. And we are going to be listening to another Emerson, Lake & Palmer LP, Works Volume 2, after our last ELP show was very well received, broadcasting from Los Angeles, memorializing the late Greg Lake, passing away just recently, this month in December. And Keith Emerson, unfortunately, also passing away earlier this year as well. So, this 1970 band. This is Works Volume 2, their sixth studio LP, released in 1977. And it's a compilation of actually leftover tracks from other album sessions that actually never made it to those albums. How about that? But there's some really good shit on here. Some great acoustic guitars, including Season Appropriate, I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake and Peter Sinfield. So, without any further comments, let's head on into side one of the 1977 LP from Emerson, Lake & Palmer Works, Volume 2.
to win. We got a bottle of salad brain with a sentence with a dirty little game. Brain salad certainty. It'll work for you, it works for me.
Thank you. good night, good night. Look at that moon shine so bright, and tonight he smiles especially for you. Sleep tight, you know everything is all right, and tonight I will be here watching over you. For tonight I will be here watching over you. Tonight I'll be here watching over you. Tonight and forever be here watching over you. For tonight and forever be here watching over you. So sleep, little darling, sleep on through. Watching over you.
Wow, some good shit there. Really good shit. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. That was Greg Lake. The incredibly acoustic lullaby. Oh, man. I don't know what to say. Like I said, there's some really good shit on this obscure LP that you're listening to right here on Brad's Vinyl. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer Works Volume 2, Side 1. That was starting out with Tiger in a Spotlight, moving into When the Apple Blossoms Bloom in the Windmills of Your Mind, I'll Be Your Valentine. Quite a long title there. And then moving into Bullfrog, Brain Salad Surgery, Barrel House Shakedown, and Watching Over You, arranged by Peter Sinfield, Greg Lake, acoustic guitar. I think that's probably my favorite Greg Lake piece ever of all time. Honoring his brilliancy in his career as a musician. Greg Lake, Keith Emerson, Carl Palmer, putting together the piece Bullfrog, actually an arrangement with a guy named Colin Hodgkinson, and another guy, Asprey, also helped play. Hodgkinson, a jazz and blues bassist, actually, and Bullfrog, very, you could tell it's percussion, you can kind of tell it was put together by Carl Palmer, the percussionist. Interesting random noise, I don't know, also random cacophony of mixed noises. You know, it could be even appropriate for a video game. What do you think about that? Listen to Bullfrog again and imagine Super Mario or somebody hitting something with a hammer, you know, and a Bullfrog, that Bullfrog tune in the background, and it even changes as you level up. The tune even changes. Listen to Bullfrog again. Very interesting. So Tiger in the Spotlight, Brain Salad Surgery, Apple Blossoms, those three were recorded in 1973, actually, right around the time of Brain Salad Surgery, the LP, the infamous Brain Salad Surgery that really got them into the mainstream media with exposure. Those three pieces were actually cut from Brain Salad Surgery and appearing later here on this LP, thankful. They were very good stuff, too. Brain Salad Surgery, the title track, cut from the LP of which it's titled for. How about that? Barrel House, Shakedown, that's obviously a keyboard piece. The Honky Tonk Piano, Keith Emerson, and the Acoustic Lullaby ending up Watching Over You, Greg Lake, Peter Sinfield. What an LP. That was just side one right here on Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad of the Bone. We will be right back.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
All right, so let's get on into the rest of Brad's Vinyl show right now, featuring Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Works Volume 2, Side 2, coming up right now.
She tied me up and outside a piece of string. They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. And the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. And eyes full of tinsel and fire. Dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him and through his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell. The Christmas we get we deserve.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I wanna go to bed. Had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Everywhere I roam, over land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Said, show me the way to go home. Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I wanna go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Everywhere that I roam, over land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go.
Show me the way. Yeah, what is the way? Have we lost our way at Christmas? Appropriate way to end Works Volume 2 by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Show Me the Way to Go Home, an Irving King piece written, arranged by, and orchestrated by Keith Emerson and Godfrey Salmon, London Philharmonic Orchestra. That's a popular song that was written in 1925, and Irving King is actually a pseudonym. The pseudonym Irving King is actually means the songwriting team of James Campbell and Reginald Connolly. So that song reportedly written on a train journey from London by Campbell and Connolly, and they were tired and traveling, you know, had a few drinks, alcoholic drinks, and that's where the lyrics came from. It's good. Closing the bar down song also. So we started out with, on side two, So Far to Fall. And So Far to Fall, a lot of drums, a lot of percussion there. Very, very low volume on the keyboard. Actually, keyboard kind of pushed out by the orchestra. The overwhelming orchestra sounds from there. So Far to Fall. And So Far to Fall, you know, I might even take a guess as it being a love song. Talking about things like, I was a master, faster, I was a Mr. Mystery, and there wasn't a mortal man going to make a monkey out of me. And then the lyrics moving into, oh, too much too soon, ooh, she had me running around like running rings around the floor, and you know, I took my time, my life was all without cause, till she came bursting through the front door of my heart. cute. Well, anyways, so that was the first track. Maple Leaf Rag, track number two, a Scott Joplin piece, of course. We all know Maple Leaf Rag, and that was arranged by Keith Emerson, again with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And then moving into the season-appropriate, I Believe in Father Christmas, written by Greg Lake. He wrote it at his West London home. After he allegedly tuned the bottom string of his guitar from E down to D. And Father Christmas, a great Christmas piece. And it was actually interpreted or misinterpreted as an anti-religious song. And Greg Lake was very surprised at its success because of it. And he stated in a magazine interview, he said, "I find it appalling when people say it's politically incorrect to talk about Christmas. You've got to talk about the holiday season. And Christmas was a time of family, warmth, and love. There was a feeling of forgiveness and acceptance. And I do believe in Father Christmas." And that was Greg Lake quoting there. So, yeah, I agree. Let's bring Christmas back into our lives, folks. It's the season. 'Tis the season for giving and joy and forgiving. Track number four, Close But Not Touching, a percussion piece arranged by Carl Palmer. Very jazzy, also. Close But Not Touching. You'd almost guess they were a jazz band listening to just that. Honky Tonk Train Blues, of course, and more Honky Tonk Piano, Keith Emerson. And finishing up, as I said, Show Me the Way to Go Home, a piece by Irving King. Remade and done very well by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. These outstanding artists. Boy, we miss them. Keith Emerson, Greg Lake, God bless you. Hope you continue to have a long life. Carl Palmer, the remaining living member of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And I am Brad to the Bone. And Merry Christmas to you all. Thanks for listening to Brad's Vinyl.